It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California couple renews their vows in front of a dozen cats.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. You told us to say hi to you. Hi.
News
How
is,
you doing?
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Did you say Smack Lane?
Snack.
Oh, snack.
Congratulations to Scott. He qualified for the staycation. Way to go, Scott.
Scott.
Staycation Scott.
That's what they call him.
Yep.
I heard that.
Do you guys know Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Hard not to.
What do you know about him?
Here's Johnny.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Bruce, what's the first thing that you think of with Jack Nicholson?
I'd say probably a golf ball, but...
That's Jack Nicholas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. It's close.
I do it
it's
all easy the time. To, I confuse easy to the mistake. Two of them all the time.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh,
it's a great one. Great one.
Steve, what do you think? A younger guy here.
Whippersnapper.
What do you think of when I say that name?
I think actually L.A. Lakers.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fair.
Boy, you went to all the games, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I think I'm going to change it. That when you hear his name from now on, you'll think of this.
Oh, cool.
It's a weird fact that has been popping up here with Jack Nicholson. Nicholson. Yes, I said it right. When he was 37 years old, he was doing an interview with Time Magazine. And Time Magazine had done some research about his family. I think they always do that type of stuff, right? Try to dig deep, see what we can find. And what he realized was when they told him, Jack, what's your mother's name? And he said, well, my mom is, she's June is her name. And she was 17 years old and unmarried when she gave birth to me. But, you know, he said, so she, yeah, she's growing up. That was it. Only he comes to find out that what really happened was They told him the entire time that was his sister.
That his mom was his sister?
So they told him it was his sister when he found out later it was actually his mother or vice
versa?
Yes.
I started this wrong. My bad.
Okay.
No. Yeah, no, his mom, he didn't know that he thought his sister.
Man, I need to sit down.
And then he found out it was his mom. It's
wow.
not that complicated. I'm just being an idiot.
And okay. This is for real?
I'm kind of getting a headache.
So he thought his sister was his sister.
His sister,
but
right.
But his mom was.
Who was helping.
What he thought was his sister was his
wow.
mom.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
right,
crazy.
Only to find out that, yeah
I could
like,
see that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. She's, the sister's 17 years older, so he doesn't think anything of that.
Sure. Right.
I don't know who they were telling him. Mom was
right. Maybe nobody.
They're saying mom was gone or whatever. That's the part that's a little confusing. But yeah, when he's 37 years old, you find out the person that you've thought all along is your sister is actually your
weird.
Mother.
Yeah, that's a little bizarre.
Freaky.
That mess with your head.
Oh boy.
Now the only thing that's even more bizarre are the comments about this. Are yep, same thing happened to my brother. Oh, this used to happen a lot with people because they'd have kids so young.
You know anybody, Bruce?
So it turns out
that I know of.
So it turns out he could handle the truth.
He could.
Yeah, it was all a lie.
Yeah.
Dang it. Who
well
knew?
Played.
Yeah. I wish he would have said that in every interview. Now, so it turns out I could handle it. Turns out, after all, could he handle the truth?
They also both had passed. Well, his mom and his sister, which really is the same person.
Well, yeah.
So, of course, they both had passed.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. Huh.
So, wait, does he have a sister, too, or no?
He does have another sister.
Oh, okay.
Another sister that was not his mom.
He has a sister.
She was actually
Right.
His,
he doesn't have another sister.
He has a sister.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
That's correct.
Hold on.
Yeah.
But no, what he thought was his sister is
his
actually
cousin?
His aunt, if you think about it. Because it was mom's sister.
Oh, well, then it's not a sister. He doesn't have a sister.
He doesn't have a sister, right.
Got a mom and an aunt.
He called it her sister. Huh. He called both of them sister, but they were actually mom and aunt.
Unless
and then they
unless
both
his
had passed
sister
away.
Mom actually had the sister.
No, she didn't.
She only had the one child, so it was mom and aunt.
She only had the one child.
Okay, well, what a great story.
Well, because there only was one child.
Right.
There was.
Okay.
Is there a point to all this?
Yeah, I'm going to have another cinnamon roll.
It's just a weird story, Monty. I mean, tell me you're not going to you're gonna think about this next time you see Jack Nicholson.
Not even close.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Liar.
You can't handle the truth.
How's your sister, Mom?
Okay, hold on. Big 99.9
Coyote Country. But wait, there's more.
How about this? See if you'll remember this. This is one of the comments.
Okay.
Hey, guys, Jack Nicholson was a crazy dude. He once rented a ranch in New Mexico to a lunatic named Papa Pilgrim. He was married to the governor of Texas' daughter, and he killed her with a shotgun. He then remarried and moved to Alaska, where he earned the reputation as the sociopath killer Papa Pilgrim.
Well, Bruce, I think it's time for a cinnamon roll.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You just have the mustache now.
Yeah.
Pretty long mustache, too.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah.
But you look so young.
Kevin James.
I wish I felt that way.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, final story time. It's final story time. It's final story time. It's final story time.
There are a few phrases that I've added to my vocabulary recently.
Ooh, nice.
One would be
on
thanks
purpose,
to...
Or,
yep. Okay. One would be thanks to my five-year-old granddaughter who was touching my defibrillator. Like, she was... You can feel it, you know. It's metal, and it comes through the skin. Like, you... So she was touching it. It kind of weird. She's never really felt it before. And I thought she had, but she was like, Papa, it's metal. And she was so, you know,
she grabbed a magnet?
Surprised by it. Yeah, she did. Shut it right off.
Okay.
Well, that's what magnets do. We stay away from magnets in our house.
Yeah.
And she knows that. And she knows to keep stuff away from it. You know, like don't put an iPad on it or, you know, my phone or whatever.
It'd be kind of cool if you could keep your keys there, though,
it's not magnetic. I just think it doesn't like magnets.
That'd be neat.
That would be sweet, Jay. I wouldn't lose them. But anyway, she then said to my son, Dad, come here. Have you ever felt Papa's heartilator?
Ooh, I like that.
Heartilator.
That is what it is. Yeah.
I will refer to it as that when I go to the doctor
now.
It
should be called
anytime.
Yeah.
The heartilator.
Yeah.
And so I love that. But the other phrase that I have started using was from the show Landman. And I know you're thinking, well, I don't think you can say that
there's
on the
There's not a lot of phrases you can use. Yeah.
Right.
There's a couple.
Mm-hmm.
This one is pretty great, where she says to the young boy, you're really up the creek without a pickle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That made me laugh.
Yeah.
Up the creek without a pickle. And he goes, well,
it's a paddle.
He goes, or I could be in a pickle.
Right.
And she goes, well,
whichever one's worse.
Yeah, whichever one is worse, that's what you're in. And so I was laughing at it. And so I've been saying, man, I'm really up a creek without a pickle.
Yeah.
Right now.
Which no one wants to be.
No. So then you got to have your pickle when you're in a creek.
Yeah.
I think we can all figure out.
Because the difference is you can use a pickle as a paddle, but you can't use a paddle as a pickle.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Wow.
Yep, you just can't.
Unless you're Peter Piper.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled paddles.
With peppers.
Peter Piper picked a pickle. Yeah, that was good, Jay.
It's good.
Why do we say, man, you're really in a pickle?
Because you're contained in vinegar. I don't know. I'm just
throwing out contained in vinegar. Monty, that's not bad. I mean, that's not bad thinking.
It would have been believable had you kept going.
Yeah.
You know, or he would have been like, oh, really? Yeah, sure. Makes sense.
Warren, you got any guesses on why we say, man, you're in a real pickle?
No.
Okay, Bruce, you're shaking your head. Yes, he thinks he knows.
I'm shaking my head no.
I thought that was yes.
I think Monty might be pretty close. I feel like vinegar would be an unpleasant scenario.
Yes.
Like if you're like actually in a jar.
Do you know why they call it a hangover?
Why?
Oh, look that one up. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Oh, really?
The phrase.
Not going to tell us.
That was like my dad when we'd ask how to spell something. Look it up.
So they used to, I'll tell you real quick. They used to put ropes out the side, out across the, and out the door of a pub, they used to put ropes, and they charge 5 cents. You could lay over the top of the rope and have a sleep. before you went home.
Wow. Oh, so like so a hangover, comfy. You'd hang over the rope.
You'd hang over the rope.
Oh, wow.
That is hilarious.
So comfy.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather be in a pickle.
Yeah, pickle's a little simpler. The word pickle comes from the Dutch word pickle.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And what they think is that, you know, basically it started being used, you're as mixed up as and disoriented as a pickled vegetable in a jar because you put a cucumber in a jar and it turns into a pickle.
It does.
Well, yeah. That's kind of confusing, yeah, right?
A little bit.
It's like, whoa, that's weird. And then they also started saying, well, back in the olden days, 1610, first time they ever had it in print, where William Shakespeare in The Tempest said, how camest thou in this pickle?
That certainly straightened it out for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally, well, in totally this context, Alonzo was referring to someone being drunk.
Mm.
We've heard that. Boy, he was pickled.
Yeah.
That guy was pickled.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you mix those two together, they're just saying that's why it makes sense to be like you're in a pickle. You're in a, you know, if you're drunk, that's a negative situation. Or if you're, you know, just in confused and disoriented, you're in a real pickle. So that is where that phrase comes from.
Creek without a paddle. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, that one kind of makes sense.
Creek without a paddle. Yeah, we didn't need to look that up.
No.
Because
I
think that now one makes sense.
I'm sure Bill Shakespeare could help us out.
Oh, yeah.
Bill.
How camest thou in this pickle?
How about being between a rock and a hard spot?
Still self-explanatory.
Between a rock and a hard spot. Well, yeah, that seems like I could figure that out. Like, here's a rock, and there's a hard spot, and if you're between it, that's tough.
It is tough.
Wow, thanks, Kel.
You're stuck.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What'd you give for that hat, Bruce?
I believe it's a $20 special.
Okay. Feel like that's about right.
Yeah. What happened to the $7.99 hats?
It's not $19.95 anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
Kevin James.
So wait, Bruce is not complaining about a price of something, and you are?
Yeah, I just
opposite day.
Hats are ridiculously expensive now.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Justin.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Happy New Year.
You as well.
Appreciate it. Do you have any resolutions, or would you like to participate in our two words challenge for 2025?
I actually kept it pretty simple, same resolution as last year, and it seems silly, but it's a real time saver. But when you take your clothes off, turn them right side out.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
it saves you so much time doing laundry.
I like it. Yeah, then when you come out, they're good to go.
Yep.
Yeah, you're gonna have to turn them inside right. Eventually, anyway, so you might as well do it before you wash them.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go. Huh. Work on that, Warren.
Okay.
Do your clothes ever come off inside out?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Like not a shirt?
Lori's, nope. No, Lori's do, but mine don't.
It must be that you probably grab your collar and pull straight over your head.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're all stretched out.
Is that what you do, Bruce?
Mine are always right side out.
You pull the collar over and just call it good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Monty,
you
don't know what you do.
I've never taken anything off inside out.
You never take a diff.
Take anything off inside out.
I thought he said take a diff. I could have sworn he said
take it
that.
Off.
Yeah, so you just pull it over on
there.
Yeah, a lot of people will grab the bottom.
Yeah,
I
know. How do you take
it? Mm-hmm.
It'd be very difficult to take your pants off inside out.
Well, maybe, but sometimes it gets stuck on your foot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. That one, I've had that happen many times.
Oh,
the pants more likely than the shirt for me.
Huh.
All right. Well, now that people are trying to figure out which way they take their clothes off, we can play a little.
I keep mine on.
Steve doesn't ever take his off. You guys get out of here. By the way, it's Mel Gibson for the category for you Friday crew guys.
So, weird one.
Yeah. Step on out. Get out of here.
Right now, huh?
Yeah, get out. All right, Steve, we got 7 questions for our contestant and 60 seconds for you, Justin. Pass if you get stuck, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
All right. Mel Gibson was born January 3rd, 1956. How old is he turning today?
71.
Mel Gibson was named People Magazine's first sexiest man alive. Who is the actor married to Emily Blunt that got that title in 2024?
John Krasinski.
Mel played Scottish warrior William Wallace in what movie?
Braveheart.
Who starred alongside Mel in the movie What Women Want?
In what?
What Women Want.
Oh, Jodie Foster.
How many Lethal Weapon films are there?
Four.
Mel was in a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Who wrote that?
I'll go Shakespeare.
Mel Gibson played Mark Wahlberg's dad in what 2017 comedy sequel?
Daddy's Home 2.
Nice.
Did we get through everything? I think we did.
We got them, yeah.
Well done.
All right, fellas.
Way to run through some answers
made
there.
You that look easy.
Yeah,
Justin. I don't know if any of them are right. But.
Yeah, but you still gave them, so that's good. I like that. We'll see how these guys do. Yeah, he's not messing around. You guys.
I think, speaking of that, I think Warren has got the extra question.
Warren, you have the extra one?
I don't know. Maybe.
Or is it Bruce?
I'm sorry. I think it is Bruce, and we can start alphabetical, and we'll make a new year start with a B.
I'm sorry. Who are we talking to here?
Justin.
Justin, hi, Justin. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
New year, same story.
Yeah, I know.
Brewster, you get an extra question. Oh. You get the first one, and then we'll go right around the room here.
Okay.
Answer only your own question. Pass on only your own question. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Mel Gibson was born January 3rd, 1956. How old is he turning today?
56. 80.
Mel Gibson was named People Magazine's first sexiest man alive. Who is the actor married to Emily Blunt that got that title in 2024?
Is that me?
That's you.
Yeah. I can. I don't know.
We're gonna lose this.
Guess a name.
Yeah, we're gonna lose this.
Huh?
Guess a name.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very good.
Mel played Scottish warrior William Wallace in what movie?
Pass.
Oh, well, I remember that one too.
I do too. I'm trying to think of the name.
Who starred alongside Mel in the movie What Women Want?
Oh gosh. Pass.
Mm-hmm.
How many Lethal Weapon movies are there?
Four.
Mel was in a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Who wrote that?
Is that for me? I'm still thinking of the first question. Pass.
I thought you guys were going to do decent today. I was wrong.
Yeah, I thought they were going to do pretty well.
I love that show, too.
Just for fun,
me nuts.
Can anybody answer any of the other questions that weren't theirs?
Yes.
Braveheart.
68.
Braveheart.
Braveheart and 68. Those were both right answers. Yeah, good job.
Are they?
Shakespeare? Midsummer Night's Dream?
Yeah,
Shakespeare. Oh, there you go. Yeah. See, we eventually will get him, maybe, or at least get in the ballpark.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see how we actually did, though.
Yeah, shall we?
Zero.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was born January 3rd, 1956. How old is he turning today?
He's younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went the wrong way, Bruce, because you just had your birthday, and you know confused. What year you were born, so you were counting... Five different, right?
Yeah, he was just so close, but yet so far.
Yeah.
Bruce said 80. Justin said 71.
He is 68, right?
69.
Nine. Yeah, just turning.
I think if you'd been that close, we probably would have given you credit.
Yeah.
No points.
Yeah. Mel Gibson was named People Magazine's first sexiest man alive. Who was the actor married to Emily Blunt that got it in 2024?
You blurted out Paul Rudd because Kevin made you, which again, is that a terrible answer?
No, he's been it before, I think.
And
right?
I
believe so.
I don't think it was the answer you were looking for because John Krasinski was the answer that Justin gave.
John.
And he is correct.
That's the one. That's John. The actual one. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice done.
Yeah. 1-0.
Mel played a Scottish warrior, William Wallace, in what movie?
There was a lot of struggle and trying to know whose question it was, and there was a pass, and because Monty was couldn't get there, and you two guys made him feel bad because you guys said you knew, and then he felt bad, then he was mad, and then Justin got Braveheart, and it was 2-1.
Oh, yeah, Braveheart.
2-0.
Well, he got that first technique.
Yeah, he technically did. You're
that
right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Who starred alongside Mel in the movie What Women Want?
I think Justin just guessed Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
Yeah. But that's wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. You remember Helen Hunt, I think, is who it was.
Helen Hunt, yeah, I think you're right.
That is correct.
Yeah, Helen Hunt.
Nicely done, Jay.
Yeah, well, 1 for me. But that doesn't matter. It's still 2-0.
Mm-hmm. How many Lethal Weapon films are there?
Everybody screamed what you scream when you hit a golf ball. Everybody said 4.
Four.
Is that true?
True. Look at that. Nice. We're on the board for the Friday crew and only down 3-1.
Oh, that might be a fun watch to go through all four of those.
It would be,
again.
I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Mel was in a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Who wrote that?
Justin said Shakespeare.
Hmm,
you guys,
that.
You guys,
don't be us guys. I didn't, you know, who missed it.
Yeah.
Hey,
wow,
I'll come over there.
Oh boy, fight. William Shakespeare is correct.
Yeah, it's 4-1, guys.
Mel Gibson played Mark Wahlberg's dad in what 2017 comedy sequel?
That would have been your question, Bruce. Do you know that one?
I believe not.
Justin said Daddy's Home 2.
That is correct.
Oh. Yeah, it's a fun movie.
It is a fun movie. And that makes it 5-1. Look how good Justin did today, guys. You should give him a round of applause for that.
Yeah. Justin.
You absolutely should. Yeah. Monty, you said applause.
Thank you very much. Justin, congratulations on the win. Way to go. Hold on for 1 second, and we'll get you your Coyote Country beanie. Guys, you win nothing.
And like it.
Same, we get paid.
Yeah, that's right. You...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Everybody's scared except Monty. He likes 13.
Kevin James.
I do. Yeah. Favorite day.
Yeah, it's favorite day. You and Taylor Swift. Did you know you have that in common?
I don't care.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Okay, stat of the daytime, guys. Or the nighttime. Whichever.
Or what
you
is it? Yeah. Is it day or night?
It's hard to tell.
Over
with the
summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green. I guess, never mind. Shh.
Or do you think...
Be quiet.
Well, I was
no,
gonna,
you won't.
I was going to ask you a question that has the possibility of being answered correctly. Does it bother you that we haven't had much sunshine? Do you think you're affected by it? The clouds and the kind of gray weather?
It doesn't seem like it. I
mean, you still have a really good attitude. It was one of the reasons I was asking.
Yeah, I'm good, I think.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're affected much.
I do a lot of fun things.
It feels like you're a very positive person,
thank
which
you.
Is what I don't know if there's a trick there, or if there's,
no.
You're just so in your own little world, it doesn't matter.
That's
me
it.
Me too.
I think that's
Ask my wife.
Hey, sometimes there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, I tell you, you can get outside and do stuff. Like we went and we went and trimmed trees yesterday.
Oh, well, so that seems dumb.
That's too much work.
No, not really. But it was nice to get out and get some fresh air.
Absolutely.
And, you know, work the muscles that have been a little
dormant.
Dormant for the holiday season.
Yeah. Bruce, does it bug you at all, the weather, or no?
Oh, no.
You're immune to this garbage?
I am. Okay. Just put on more clothes.
That's a good point, yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
We went to, on New Year's Day, we took our side-by-side down to the RV park, whatever, and rode up and down the mountains and climbed hills and with two other couples.
Wait, 7 Mile?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was so fun.
Oh, yeah, sure there.
Yeah, you'd love that.
Oh, sure would there.
Yeah, sure there would.
Holy cow now. All right, Kevin, over to you.
Well, congratulations, America. We have done it. We have had our biggest year ever when it comes to consumption of nutritional snacks.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That makes me happy.
Let's see, 163, is that billion or million? 163 million snacks were consumed that were considered nutritional snacks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I was very mad because I was trying to find the list of, you know, the actual nutritional snacks that they are giving this credit to, you know?
Sure, yeah.
It'd be like potato chips without salt.
Yes.
That's healthy, isn't it?
I mean, it's healthier.
But
yeah.
More like that's what I wondered. Does it have to just be like?
What's the definition? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just
veggie trays? What are we talking?
Mm. Yeah. You know, raw fruits and vegetables. Is it that type of stuff? Or and unfortunately, it doesn't give me the details here. But I would ask you: do you have a favorite nutritional snack?
We get the thing from Costco that has, like, the cheese on one side, and then it has, like, nuts and dates and stuff like that, dried fruit and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it'll have raisins and whatever it is. Sometimes it has nuts in there. Whatever. It has that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
I saw a story the other day that made me so mad.
How mad were you?
So mad that I'm ignoring it.
Oh, cool.
That said, the number one worst snack you can eat is processed cheese.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
So I'm like, well, then why do you keep putting them in all these things like they're healthy? Well, you know what I mean? Like
they don't.
It's just because it's protein. I think they're just actually kidding. Called protein, not healthy.
Right.
You know, I don't think anywhere on there it says it says healthy. It's just in my mind. I'm like, I don't know. Cheese doesn't bother me. I'm like, I'll eat all the cheese. I'm like, I don't care. It seems healthy.
Well, I'll eat all the cheese.
I have a question. Any cheese that's made is processed, isn't it?
I believe that's made from milk into cheese. Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Well,
yeah.
But yeah, there's a difference. Processed means like it was genuine. The cheese was made, not created by nature. Like cheese is actually just squished curds. And so it's different. I mean, it is processed in the fact that they have to squish it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that process.
Because if you go down to that cheese factory, we've been there before, Bruce.
Tillamook.
They're making cheese.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
The better question is, Warren, have you ever cut the cheese?
Okay. Oh, boy. So many times. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, boy. Monty, a nutritional snack that you enjoy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I like nuts.
Me too.
Yeah, like almonds or cashews or any of that. Any kind of nuts.
Doggone good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Pecans.
I mean, pecans are great.
Love pecans.
You're going to pay for them, but, you know, they're pretty wonderful. Brewster, do you have a nutritional snack?
Of course.
Cinnamon rolls.
Well, besides that.
Yeah.
Solid peanuts.
Okay.
Good old-fashioned peanuts.
Yeah.
You like to peel them?
Yeah, when you say solid, you want them in the shell.
In the shell,
yeah. It makes some effort. Like, pistachios are good that way.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of work. There is. Darn little. Jeez. Yeah.
Jeez, you need a bigger peanut. Bruce, I do like peanuts, but I will tell you that I learned years ago that peanuts are actually not a nut at all. They're a legume.
Yeah.
Which is a bean.
I don't care what you call them.
I know, but when I eat them, they make me cut the cheese.
Okay. Dang it.
Processed cheese or unprocessed?
And we've gone full circle.